If you look at all the military aid that we've given Israel since the founding of the Jewish state, this is about 85% of that over a 70-year period. We're all worried about the aircraft carrier Gerald Ford, $12 billion, the most expensive aircraft carrier in history. We could have had seven of them for the price of money, for the price of weapons that we've left in Afghanistan. We talk about Abrams tanks. The weapon depot that we left in Afghanistan has an equivalent worth of three times of all the Abrams tanks that we've ever deployed, we've ever had in the Army. And then finally, we're all upset about the F-35 fighter, the $90 million boondoggle, some people think it is. We could have had 1,000 of those for the amount of equipment we left in Afghanistan. So this is the greatest loss of military equipment in the history of warfare by one power. It's absolutely staggering, and yet we take it so nonchalantly. The people responsible for this should be either fired or resigned. They've done so much damage to the United States, and they've empowered a pre-civilizational terrorist band into making them into a considerable, you know, militia that will cause havoc for the next 20 years.